Luke chapter 20. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and announced the good news, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority do you do these things, or who is he that gave you this authority?" And he answered and said to them, "I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it of heaven or of men?" And they reasoned within themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, 'Well, then why didn't you not believe him?' But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." And they answered and said that they could not tell from where it came. And Yeshua said to them, "Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things." Then he began to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and lent it out to his husbandmen, and then went into a far country for a very long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandmen so that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also and entreated him shamefully and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also and threw him out. Then said the master of the vineyard, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son, that it may be that they will reverence him when they see him." But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance might be ours." And so they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the master of the vineyard do to them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "May that never be so." And he looked at them and said, "What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him, and sent forth spies, which would fake themselves just men, that they might take hold of his word, so they might deliver him to the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, "Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, neither do you accept the person of any, but teach the way of Yahweh truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Why do you tempt me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription does it have on it?" They answered and said, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto Yahweh the things which belong to Yahweh." And they could not take hold of his words in front of the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, "Moses wrote to us, teacher, if any man's brother die having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed to his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife and died without children, and the second took her to wife, and he died childless, and the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife." And Yeshua answering said to them, "The children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal to the messengers and are the children of Yahweh, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he calls Yahweh the Elohim of Abraham and the Elohim of Isaac and the Elohim of Jacob, for he is not an Elohim of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." And then certain of the scribes answering said, "Teacher, you have well said." And after that they did not dare ask him any more questions. And he said to them, How do they say that the Messiah is David's son? And David himself said in the book of Psalms, Yahweh said to my sovereign, Sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. David therefore called him sovereign. How is he then his son? Then in the audience of all the people, he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers. The same shall receive greater damnation. End of chapter.